Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, the Angie Everett Show. This is my sixth episode of my show and YouTube channel. I've got the opportunity to personally sit and chat with Miss Yvette Everett, which is also my aunt, by the way. She is a business artist and business manager, and also a business owner of a jewelry business. Hello, Yvette.
Hello, Angelique, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm honored to be here with you today.
You're welcome. I had to have you.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm happy to be here.
I was like, well, you got a jewelry business, and I do have a couple of pieces of your jewelry. So I was thinking about it. I said, I have an event on my show.
But thank you.
But eventually, I will be having grandma on my show too. So.
Okay, I want to see that.
Okay. So, who are you?
Who am I?
Yay.
Well, as you said, my name is Yvette Everett, and I'm from Buffalo, New York, just like you. I've been working as an artist for the last, 20 years full time. As a child, I was always very creative and did all kind of things, painting and anything that involved creating something, I really, really enjoyed doing, but I never thought about doing it as a career. So when I went to school, when I went to college, I didn't take art. I took journalism, and that was what I thought I was going to be doing. But when I got out of school and got my first job, I worked at Cable News Network in Atlanta. And I was for many, many years, and I wasn't doing journalism, no. I got hired to be in the art department. So even though that's not what I went to school for, I ended up doing art by chance. Well, actually, I say, I think God was directing my path. And so I worked at CNN for a long time in the graphics department, and I was making graphics for that you saw on the news shows. And after about almost 15 years, I decided to leave CNN, and I took a jump, a very scary jump, and decided to try to be a full-time artist. And at that time, I was making jewelry. So that's what I did. And it's been a very scary journey, providing for myself by making art, because everybody doesn't like what you make.
I agree about that. Yes. Yeah,
just because you make it doesn't mean somebody's going to buy it.
No. So
it's pretty scary, working on your own. But I took a lot of art classes to learn how to work with glass and clay, and I've been doing this for 20 years now. So now I not only do jewelry, but I've started doing vases and bowls and plates and bigger artwork with the glass and the clay. So that's what you see behind me. You see some of the other work that I do. There's some bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Vases, and then I'm wearing a necklace. This is all glass, and that's who I am. I spend a lot of time working with glass and clay.
Okay, well, you're already, which I think is funny. You are already. The other question after that was, tell me about yourself, but you already did that already, so I don't have to ask that question.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's all right. what is your business and what do you do?
Okay, well, my business is I sell my artwork. I sell it many places. And, you know, when I say I work with glass and clay, I like to show people what I'm talking about. So I brought a few pieces of glass. So you can kind of
I didn't think about your necklace. I said I had one. So I should have put one on, but I didn't.
That's okay. That's all right. But I just want you all to know, because it's different when you see it, but this is how the glass starts. Big sheets of glass. And then I cut it into small pieces. So all of these are, you know, I have tools that I use. It's not very easy. This is some of the other glass, the shiny, pretty glass.
Ooh, I like the shiny.
Yeah, everybody, I know you do. the clay parts that I don't have any clay in this one, but it starts with a bag of clay.
Whoa.
And I take this clay and I roll it out and I make shapes, and they end up being either part of the artwork or part of a necklace. And so these are some of the clay pieces that I end up with after I paint.
Oh, well, I like the clay. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I have to think about that. Angelique, maybe you need a necklace with a clay piece in it.
Oh, boy.
Because all of yours, I think, have mostly glass.
Well, I know every time I go out, which I will be going out doing, which I think I already told you, doing a live event for Olivia. Yeah. So I will make sure that either I wear a necklace of yours or I wear my grandma necklace.
Yes.
Necklace that you gave me from grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I definitely make sure to wear that. So
I have to work on a new piece for you. But
Well, that's all right, because you already know my birthday's coming up. It's next month, so.
I'm getting ready. You know, I know I got to send you a box.
Can I get over? I'll be dirty eight. Oh, my God.
Yeah. From Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yes.
Where can we see a live Zoom, I can't even talk. Okay, enjoy. Where can we see a live Zoom Julie show of yours?
Okay.
Sorry about that, I couldn't talk.
That's all right. No problem.
Okay.
I have been trying to, normally, Angelique, you know, I sell my work by doing shows in person. But last year, you know, because of COVID, I've been having to do Zoom shows.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting ready to probably in February, Angelique. I'll probably have one around Valentine's Day, a sale, you know, some kind of a show.
Okay.
And if you want to look, you go to my website. And the schedule will be on there and information will be on there about any upcoming Zoom shows.
Okay, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard that, my viewers and my fans, to make sure to go to my aunt's website or her Zoom to make sure you watch one of her shows. And tell her that Angie sent you. Why a jewelry business?
You know, Angelique, when I was really young, I always liked doing puzzles and putting things together. And I always loved jewelry. So I remember when I was about 11 or I don't know, I was young and I was making little bracelets on elastic and I was trying to sell them. I was always a little entrepreneur, even as a little kid. And your grandma found out that I was trying to sell my bracelets for a nickel. And she made, well, that was a long time ago. She made me give everybody their money back. But I still started making jewelry a long time ago, even though it was just a little bracelet. I've always loved jewelry. So I think that's why I started with jewelry, Angelique.
Okay. That's good to know, but that's really funny. I think that's probably where I get my business skills from you.
Oh, well, some of it rubbed off, and your dad too.
Yes, I get it from daddy and from you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I still have a pouch that he had made for me, actually with my keys in it, so.
Yeah, we are creative, a lot of creative people in your family, Angelique.
Yeah, and my granddaddy was a doctor, so yes.
Yeah.
Which I cannot get over that. That's why I'm the doctor of the house.
Oh yeah, that you are, Angelique.
And how did you get started with your business?
Oh, okay. You know, when I first started doing the jewelry, I wasn't trying to be a business. I was just doing something because I missed making things with my hands, because at CNN, I did computer graphics. So I wasn't creating using my hands. So I was missing that. So I started because I was missing working with my hands. And after about 10 years of just doing it for myself, I started selling it. And so I guess that's how I started, Angelique.
Okay, that's good. And who inspired you?
And that's a hard one too. it's more of a what, because when I look at nature and when I look at beautiful things, that inspires me. So, your grandma was good about, taking me to art galleries and things like that. And when I saw things, they make me want to make things myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, some just popped in my head. Okay.
Good. You better catch it.
Okay, well, I know when you mentioned about art gallery and stuff like that, I guess that's probably the reason why I love to go to art galleries and stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to take art class in school, so
yes.
Now I do my own art for like the Angelique Show and stuff like that, so.
I know, I like your logo. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of cute to, to do the heart form. I think it's totally me. So,
yep.
And it kind of relates to me since my birthday is on Heart Day. So,
that's right. It's a good logo.
But I might try to redo it a little bit though. Not that much, but kind of tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to go back and redo things, make them a little better.
Probably make it a little bit personal in a way. So then if somebody asks me then I can tell them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes as artists, we have to go back and make things a little better, or at least what we think is better.
Yeah. That's what kind of popped in my head when my words were kind of rolling a little bit when you have mentioned art gallery.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So meanwhile, what is your specialty?
Well, my special, when I just do what comes in my head. So I don't know whether I have a specialty. Maybe the earrings, because I've been making them a long time.
Ooh.
But the thing that I'm enjoying doing now a lot are these vases. Ooh. I like making things that have you know, funny shapes. So I'm really enjoying making the vases now.
Ooh, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, you can put flowers in these. So this is what I'm really liking to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like to make everything, but I'm really enjoying that.
Well, I know this is not even really on here, but I'm just gonna just ask anyways. How much do you I'm trying to form the question. How you doing your vases? How much do you charge a vase?
Okay. They're about and I'm still, you know, it depends on how, like, some of them are take a lot longer to make than others.
Mm-hmm.
One kind of took a long time to make. But they're around 125 to 45. And then, you know, I have sales sometimes. So, you know, if you're interested, I would ask you to go to the website and subscribe. And then you'll know when I have sales and stuff.
Okay. And since you mentioned about your website, I really don't have that on my list, but I'm going to ask you anyways. So what is your website?
My website is designs with a Z, designz.com, e2designs.com. Or you can look up my name, Yvette Everett, and Yvette spelled with an E, jewelry, and the website, you'll find a website like that if you Google it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Like I said, I didn't have it on my list, but I thought it kind of popped in my head. So I thought I kind of just asked the question.
Okay, that's a good question.
What's your favorite piece of jewelry to make?
You know, right now what I'm the direction I'm going in are these kind of, this look here, it's kind of geometric looking. Yes. So, you know, maybe for this year, my direction is going to kind of be, they're all going to be different, but the necklaces I like making.
Ooh, that's a good. I love your necklace. I know when I go out and I wear something, everybody was like, I love that necklace. Where'd you get that from?
Yay. I'm glad to hear that.
That is like, I know one of my, I think one of my staff, one of my staff actually saw the necklace and they was like, is that the one that I made? I'm like, yeah.
We're going to have to make you one of the new ones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But like every time I go out and I wear something, it was like, and she was like, is that the necklace your aunt made? I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I asked all these other questions. Oh, no, I didn't. No, I did, but I didn't. What's your favorite material to work with?
I think the glass is I really get mesmerized by working with the glass, because when it goes, I have to put things in the kiln, Angelique, and a kiln is like a real big hot oven for glass and clay.
Wow.
And once it goes in there, it fires at a real high temperature. And when I open it, when it's done, you know, maybe 10 hours later, I don't know what it's going to look like till I open it. So it's always a big surprise. And that's what I like about it. You know, I like it, but sometimes I don't like it. But usually I'm happy with the surprises. So it's like getting a blessing every time I open the kiln. Like, oh, thank you, God. You gave me something beautiful this time.
Well, that's good to know. I hope it does kind of answer you back a little bit. So
you said what?
I said, I hope that Kim kind of answered you back a little bit.
It does, and sometimes it's not happy. So, but wow. I like it when it's happy.
You know how to kind of drove that in there.
Mm-hmm. I can't do anything without the kiln, you know, because I can't make it melt together. It has to go in the kiln. Mm-hmm.
And okay, got a couple of, oh, what inspires you to make a particular piece of jewelry?
Well, you know, I get kind of ideas in my head, and so that's kind of the start. And then after my little parts come out of the kiln, you know, like one of these, or I have, you know, this came out, then I have to try to find the beads that will look good with it, you know. So I made this, then I'll add some beads to it, like semi-precious stones, like turquoise. You know turquoise, Angelique.
Oh, I love turquoise.
Yeah.
Okay, you need turquoise.
Yeah, and I love all those gemstones too. So after I make my pieces, then I try to say, okay, what will go with it? And that's what, when I look at the beads, I get inspired by the shapes and the colors and the textures and to put them together. So, did that answer your question, Angelique?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
But since you mentioned turquoise, I'm actually looking at a piece that that half turquoise in it. So,
yeah.
As you're saying that, I'm looking at it. So,
that's one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Turquoise and amethyst is the purple one. Amethyst is a purple stone. That's your stone, right, Angelique?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I was gonna say that, but you beat me. Yes. Purple is my favorite color anyway. So, and then when I find the amethyst is purple, I'm like, oh, no wonder why that's my favorite color.
That's right, and that's a healing stone.
Well, since we're talking about it, and since you did say about making me a new necklace, I was drawing out there and just say, since you know purple is my favorite color, that it will be nice to join some purple in the necklace a little bit.
Okay, you know what? I think I can do that.
Okay. Which is really weird because now I'm starting. I like purple and everything's my favorite color, but now I'm starting to kind of like pink now. For some weird reason. I don't know why, but I'm starting to like pink more now too.
Okay, well, it's in the same family.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, yep.
And they both got peas in the beginning of it.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I already asked this question already, but I'm gonna ask it anyways. Where can we find you?
You can find me, well, now you can find me, the only place you can find me is on my website. And again, that's e2designswithaz.com. Or you can look my name up, Yvette Everett Jewelry, Google the name, and you'll get the website. My schedule will be on there, so you can find out when the next show is. Right now, I don't have anything on my schedule much, except if the COVID isn't too bad, I might go to New Orleans and do the Jazz Fest, which I usually do every year.
Well, my advice is, I think you should go.
I really want to, but I'm praying on it, Angelique, because I really need to. It's been 2 years.
And I'm praying with you.
Thank you. Yeah,
I'm gonna pray because I want to see. I want to see this hour. I want to see these pictures and stuff. So,
Yeah. So that would be my first live show in 2 years. I haven't done anything. Normally, I do home shows, Angelique, or art shows to sell my work, but I haven't done that in 2 years. So, it's the website.
Well, hopefully I get to hear about you going to New Orleans.
Yeah, that would be, I would be happy. I'll be really happy to go.
Well, let me know. I'll be praying for you.
Good.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear about this already.
Okay. It's a great show. It's a lot of fun.
And where can we buy your jewelry?
Right now, because of COVID, I'm just selling on the website. And then if you want to come to a live Zoom show, when I show what the pieces look like on before you buy them and answer your questions, you can do that through the website, find my schedule. And if you subscribe to my website, then you'll get notices when I have upcoming Zoom shows and any show that I have. So that's it.
Well, you heard her, folks. Make sure you go to her website and also please subscribe and tell her that Angelique, her niece, sent you. Thank you, Anivette.
Thank you. I really enjoyed today, Angelique.
I'm your host, Angelique, and this has been another episode of the Angelique Everett Show. And now I want to say thank you to my special guest and my aunt for coming out of her busy schedule for me to interview her. Thank you.
Thank you. And I haven't seen you in person in 2 years, so I'm sending you a hug. All right.
Air hugs.
Air hug.
Now, don't forget to use the Angelique Everett Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram @_AngeliqueE_show. Or go to my website, angeliqueshow.com. Now go to my YouTube channel to please subscribe, because I would absolutely love that, which is Angelique E Show, or go to my website, theangeliqueshow.com. I am Angelique, and I'm rocking it.